For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Aaron Silva, Youth Services Librarian for the Kelowna Public Library, to discuss their summer reading program designed for babies through 18-year-olds.
There's a reading component, and then we also have a schedule of activities for different age groups every day of the week, starting June 8th through July 31st.
To give people an idea of how this works, is it something where the kids come in each day and do an activity or do some reading, or is the reading done at home? How does this work?
So parents or caregivers can pick up a reading log at the library, and we have reading logs for the babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. We have a different log for kids in elementary school, and then we actually have another way to keep track of reading time for the teenagers. So they can come in at any time that we're open and pick one of those up and register their child or children. And then we just have different events every day for different age groups. Every Monday, starting June 8th, we have movies at 1 o'clock. Our kickoff party is actually June 8th, and we are going to watch The Incredibles, the movie. And I'm encouraging everyone to come dressed as their favorite hero, superhero or otherwise. And then movies run through the end of July, so our last movie will be July 20th. Wednesdays, we have our preschool story times at 10:30. Fridays, we have our toddler reading time at 10:30. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have it broken down for kindergarten, first and second graders on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. And then third, fourth, and fifth graders can come on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. And we have different activities for them each day. Another all-ages program that we do every week is the Lego Mania. And that will be on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And that's just a drop-in program from 1 to 2:30, and anybody can come and build with the library's Legos.
And do you have a bit of a collection of those over there?
Yes, we do. But, you know, if anybody has Legos that they're ready to, you know, get rid of or donate to a good cause, we can always use more.
And you said it's for all ages. I would guess that the older kids get into it as much as the little ones.
Yes, I think that the prime age group seems to be like third, fourth, and fifth graders, but we encourage kindergartners to come. As long as your child is not going to try to eat the Legos, then they are old enough to come.
They are pretty tiny.
Yes. We do have a couple of other all-ages events that we're encouraging people to come to. One is Friday, June 19th at 10:30. We have a juggler. His name is Jason Collum, and he's going to come and do some really cool juggling for us. And then the Blank Park Zoo, we invite them to come every year and do an animal show and tell. So they will be here for two shows on June 24th. We have them scheduled at 10:30 and then again at 11:30. And my hope is that kids that are in kindergarten and younger come to the 10:30 show, and then older kids can come to the 11:30 show. We usually have almost 200 people that like to do the Blank Park Zoo event, so I'm trying to break it up this year so it's not so crowded in the room.
Do they warn you what kind of animals they'll be bringing?
No, they don't always know what they're going to bring. It depends on the animals and their temperament for the day. 2 years ago, they did bring in an alligator. It was a baby, but still, it was quite something to have an alligator in the library.
I would imagine that doesn't happen every day.
No. So they always do a really great show, and we're very lucky to have them come.
That was the first half of my conversation with Kelowna Library Youth Services Librarian Aaron Silva for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.